here. Did you know that the United States has multiple patents on how to steer and control hurricanes and tornadoes? Yes, this is very real, and it's backed by sources, as well as our own NOAA website, which discusses weather manipulation and what steps you or I would have to take in order to do our own weather manipulation. My friends, this is no joke. Many people believe that weather manipulation was used for Hurricane Helene, then somehow coincidentally stalled over the rare lithium-producing towns of Western and North Carolina, which is the exact location of the largest lithium deposit we have in the United States. Now, something to keep in mind while moving forward, ever since we left Afghanistan, we have lost the ability to mine lithium there, where most of it used to come from. Now we are stuck having to fill this insane demand we have for this lithium right here in the United States. Once again, the largest deposit being right over the towns that just got completely destroyed by this hurricane. All right, so before I tie this all up with this lithium situation, this video you're looking at right now went super viral over the last few days. We have over 3 million views on this clip here, where we are talking about these weird anomalies that were taking place right before landfall of Hurricane Helene. There's a lot of controversy about what's going on here, but these things pointed directly to where we saw landfall. Not only that, but we saw some weird scalar-looking beams in there, a lot of weird stuff that we were breaking down, and it's causing a lot of talk about this situation, which is the point here. We've already established that weather manipulation exists, but I want you to take a look at this website from 2007, my friends. That's 17 years ago, and it came out from the Telegraph. It says, "Scientists a step closer to steering hurricanes." Now, in this article, they explain how they are using technology in order to control, manipulate, and steer these types of storms, including tornadoes. So when you take things like this, and you also add these patents that have been out for decades, you begin to see a picture being painted of what is really going on. Now, this isn't to say that every bit of weather is manipulated and controlled. It means that they have the capability of doing this, and it's right in your face. Now, I can't say for sure that Hurricane Helene was controlled by this type of technology, but it certainly looked like it was, and it certainly did epic, record-breaking damage that we have not seen in any of our lifetimes. So this will come down to you making your own conclusions and taking the data and making your own educated decisions on what you're seeing. We are in a place in history where it's almost impossible to be able to trust our own media or government. And I don't need to go over explanations on why that is. So now that we have all these steps in place, think about the situation as a whole. This wild hurricane comes barreling towards Florida, and we suspected that once this thing got close to land, it would rapidly intensify, and that's exactly what it did. And in my opinion, the reason that happened is because once it got close enough to our NEXRAD radar towers, it was then able to be influenced, as I've shown in many, many videos. All right, now finally, I just want to conclude with this. 1 year ago, almost to the day, as you can see in this article, North Carolina lithium mine to reopen with $90 million Pentagon order to help increase U.S. production. My friends, if this is not screaming to you right now, I don't know what else can. Just take a look at how much lithium we've used year to year up to 2024, and then once again, ask yourself, what are the chances that this flood takes place in the biggest spot in the United States that we can even mine this stuff? My friends, the information's there, it's been there, and if you don't go check it out now, it might not be there forever. I appreciate you all. I'm praying for every single person affected by this storm. What we are seeing out there is absolute tragedy, and it seriously makes my heart break.
Let's take a look at what's going on in California here. This is roughly where Vandenberg Air Force Base is. You see that emanating out towards the coast from there? Watch, boom. See that right there? Those pulses that look like the Wi-Fi symbol. Yeah, that's microwave energy. It's coming down here as well, but it's a different pattern. You see that? They're shooting out into the ocean to dissipate any moisture that might be coming to save us from their heat wave that they're inducing. And you see this massive pulse going from east to west and all these NEXRAD towers here. But you can pull up on a map and see the positions and see how they're radiating. It's not birds, honey. It's not weather. See? Fixed position. You see the towers, the black in the center. All right, it's emanating outwards from that. We're being microwaved by the people going to think the world is overpopulated.
I really don't think y'all understand how bad it is in the Southeast right now. We have towns that don't exist anymore. Chimney Rock is gone. The city of Asheville is cut off from the world. This is not an exaggeration. All the bridges leading into the city have been washed away. They have no food, no power, no water, no internet, no cell service. They don't even have radio. It's a complete, like, dead zone. Like, no one knows what's going on in there. I don't think I'm being dramatic when I say that this is a Hurricane Katrina-level event. There was a woman in my town who called for an ambulance, and the ambulance got stranded. And they were stranded for, like, 24 hours, and to my knowledge, the patient didn't make it. People are dying. They're still dying. I've been running the generator for the last 3 days, and we're starting to run out of gas. And this is on Highway 123 heading from Easley to Greenville. And this was a one-mile-long line to get gas because they were the only people we knew around that had gas left. I got all the way to the end, and they were out. They had no gas. We checked every gas station in Pickens and Easley and Liberty. Nothing. And I don't know what I'm going to do when I run out of gas, I tell you that much. Try to steal some from my car maybe to keep my food cold, but even then, I don't know. This is the I-40 bridge, you know, from Tennessee to North Carolina. It's gone. It don't exist no more either. We have people dying out here. Man, we need help. We need help.
This has been going on for many, many hours. There is no reason for that at all whatsoever besides weather manipulation and frying people and animals and everything else. Pisses me off. I've been trying to get a hold of these sons of bitches down here, so I'm going to try again. Yes, sir. Are you located in Pueblo?
Yes, we are.
Hey, do you guys have an X-Rad there?
Yes, we do. Well, not at our office, but we do have one.
Right. I was wondering why it's been blasting out in a wheel-style frequencies.
Yeah, we've been talking with our techs about that, and they're going to go out tomorrow and you know, clean some parts and stuff and see if that takes care of the problem. They're aware of it, and they're going to be working on it.
Well, the problem is we know these are being used for weather modification and such, and geoengineering. Are you guys aware of that?
Not that we're aware of here, so yeah.
So who actually runs those NexRads?
It's the Weather Service does.
Is that AI operated or manual?
It's manually.
It's manually. So why does the NexRad blast at night and stuff?
Why is it? I don't know what you're talking about there.
You can look any night, especially like early morning hours, 3 in the morning. All the NexRads are juiced up, even though there's no weather or clouds.
It's basically ducting with the atmosphere, the way the atmosphere works, so the moisture and everything that's in the lower levels. It's the way the beams retract and that's what it does. It picks up more activity in the morning at night and in the morning with the bugs and everything because it's trapped in the lower levels of the atmosphere.
So you're trying to tell me that it's picking up bugs?
Oh, yeah.
You've never heard of geoengineering or climate engineering or solar geoengineering?
No.
No? You work for the Weather Service. Shouldn't you know something about that? Oh, well, what I see is extremely low frequencies that are harming people. Are you aware of the effects of extremely low frequencies on animals and people and trees and all life?
Yeah, we go through radar school, so.
And so you guys are going to wait till tomorrow to stop this thing that's juicing clear up into Wyoming where I'm at? This is weather-related. I'm talking about your NexRad that is putting out extremely low frequencies right now, and it's been doing it for many hours, and that is not good for anybody or anything.
I'll tell you what, I'll have you talk with our manager
That's fine. Hi, Charlie. My name's Mike Decker. I'm up here in Wyoming. How are you today?
I'm doing great. What can I do for you, sir?
I got some questions about your NexRad that's putting out a lot of extremely low frequencies right now in a wheel-type pattern.
We actually did have some interesting signatures, especially this morning. We could see you as Route 50 on our radar, and we also think we get possibly some clutter as well that we've been having our techs investigate. Is that what you're speaking of? That was northwest of our radar?
Yeah. And it's,
okay,
it's,
we do have some technicians that are aware of the issue, and we are going to be working to get that removed because it's not precipitation, right?
Well, I know it's not precipitation. I know these are used for geoengineering, weather modification, climate engineering to move storms and such. That is correct. I'm very well educated in what these are used for. And can I ask you, did you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement to get your job?
I'm not sure exactly what the relevance is of that question, sir.
It's a yes or no. It's simple.
I'm sorry. What agency are you with, and who do you represent?
I represent the people. I am an anti-geoengineering activist who's been watching the skies get trashed for many years, watched you use these radars.
Okay, well, the mission of the National Weather Service is to, we monitor the weather and we issue forecasts for southeastern Colorado. We have 21 counties in southeastern Colorado. We do a 7-day forecast and we issue watches and warnings for the area.
So. Yeah, it does, because these are being used to control the weather, and they have been for a long time. What do you think they're there for? It's not just to look for magical rain, and then your guy's trying to tell me it's bugs. I'm sorry. Don't BS me. I'm just asking. Did you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement before you took your job?
No.
You didn't? Okay, so you can answer questions then. Right, I get that.
And help keep the public safe. Like, we're here because we want to keep people just like you safe.
Well, so, what you're doing with these extremely low frequencies that are blasting clear up into Wyoming, Nebraska, a little bit in South Dakota, clear down New Mexico. I'm watching it right now live. I'm watching it. This is all being recorded.
Okay.
So have you ever heard of geoengineering? I didn't ask if you work on it there. I just asked, have you ever heard of it?
Okay. Basically, our public line is to provide information about what the forecast is, what kind of weather hazards could be coming up in the next 7 days. Like, we're here to provide you with that kind of information.
So,
however, I can direct you to our public affairs contact at the National Weather Service headquarters, and they can assist you with that.
No, I don't need to talk to them. I'm talking to you. I don't need to talk to anybody else. I've been getting a runaround. I just want to talk to you. I'm asking simple questions. Have you ever heard of geoengineering? Do you see geoengineering going on over Colorado?
That's not part of our mission here. That's,
well, it should be, considering it's all about the weather, right? Are you aware of the aluminum, barium, strontium, graphene, and hundreds of other things that are being sprayed in our skies that these radars use to move storms and such around, to dry people out, to flood people out, to cause a lot of damage and kill a lot of people and things, kind of like out in the southeast right now?
That's not part of our mission here at the National Weather Service.
Yeah.
That's not what we do here.
Are you a government agency?
We're a federal agency.
Okay. Well, then you work for me, don't you?
Everything Mike Decker is saying in that is 100% true. This is a video I took from Canton, Ohio, just a couple days ago. And you see the two chemicals they're using, aluminum and borium, spells ball. And the atomic weight is 137.33, which is freaking the number of Harp, 137. You take the 47 by 90 degree Freemasonic compass, it equals 137, which is the 33rd prime number. And cast a spell is 33. It's some type of pharmakia technology that they're using on us. Some type of witchcraft. I don't fully understand it, but now they have the 3D graphene oxide nanoparticles for cloud seeding. And this patent is up on truthmafia.com. Just type in nano snow, and there's a full video I did on it, breaking it all down in full detail, showing you 100% evidence with the links to all the patents. Now, as you see in the sky here in Canton, Ohio, October 2nd of 2024, they're clearly spraying the sun. You know, why are they blocking that out? What is really going on in our skies that they're not telling us? And I'll tell you what, we need more people doing what Mike Decker did in that video. I'm going to call that Washington office that they kept trying to refer him to in the video, which we're going to get back to his video in just a second. And here's the snow catching on fire. This was from the winter of 2023. Do you guys remember all them videos going viral where the snow kind of looked like little pellets? Yeah, because they're using nano snow. Your skin is the biggest organ on your body. You absorb all that graphene.
So have you ever looked up in the skies and seen them spraying in Colorado? Because I got a lot of friends and there's a lot of people in Colorado that see going down there all the time.
Okay, but like, did you need some very specific information about the forecast for your location?
Yeah, my main point of this call is, why has this thing blasted out frequencies and continues right now? Those are extremely dangerous to us, to all life. Why has nobody shut it down if you're going to work on it? Why wait till tomorrow? Why not do it now? Because you're not controlling it, are you?
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Who's running your NexRad right there? I'm watching it right now, live. I'm watching it. Who's running it? Who runs it? Okay, why don't you shut it off and turn that off? Stop blasting everybody, clear around. What is that, 300 something mile radius?
Because we use it to monitor the weather.
You're not monitoring right now. You're blasting the atmosphere with extremely low frequencies.
Okay.
You're not watching the weather. There's hardly anything over you right now. No.
What your concerns are, and that we can address that accordingly.
My concerns is this is a criminal, some criminal things going on here, and this is a weapon. This is not just about looking at weather. And I know you know that. And I know you know what's going on up above. So are you denying that our atmosphere is being sprayed with heavy metals and aerosols?
Like I mentioned, sir, that is not part of our mission here.
So you don't know nothing about it?
I do have a contact at our public affairs office which can address these questions that represent the National Weather Service at our headquarters office. But here at the local office, that's not part of our mission. That's not what we do here. We monitor the weather to save lives and protect property.
So you think you're...
We have radar, we look for storms, and we issue products when there's hazards that threaten our area.
There's a hazard threat in your area. It's going clear up here into Wyoming where I'm at, and I want to know why nobody's turned that next rat off. Because you don't control it, do you?
We can remove certain features that show up on the radar, like clutter.
Yeah, I know you can do that to hide what's going on when they're being used. These are a weapon.
If there's more serious concerns about any kind of threat like that...
Serious?
...report that to some kind of authority.
Oh, I have. And you know what? They give the runaround because they don't want to admit it. Are you seriously, are you going to, you know, you're a criminal. You're a traitor to America. You know that, don't you?
Okay. Sir, can I get your, I'd like to be able to, you know, make sure I can get your information so that way I can follow up with you so we can...
No, we're talking right now. Let's talk right now. So... I already gave you my name. I'm asking you, and this thing just refreshed, and now it's really juicing up. Extremely. Are you seeing it? Can you see it? What's going on? Do you see it?
I do see some.
Some?
Flutter on our radar here.
No. That is a pinwheel of extremely low frequency circling around, clear over into Utah, Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska, Oklahoma, or Kansas. Come on. That's not clutter. So, have you ever heard of weather modification?
Yeah, that's what research agents, that's what researchers do to, you know, test and study different things with the atmosphere. That's not part of our mission here at the National Weather Service.
Yeah, but your next rad is being used for it right now as we're talking.
I can tell you with complete confidence that that is not the case. We control the radar here at the National Weather Service.
No, you don't. Okay, then you control it, then why don't you shut that off? Live time, right now. Shut it off.
Okay. Well, we have to continue monitoring the weather, so we do appreciate your call, sir. And,
okay.
You know, we're always happy to help. And
well,
I'm not sure where in Wyoming you are, but there's a local office for your area in Wyoming.
Now, I'm not worried about it. What I'm worried about is what I'm seeing on radar here. And it's coming clear up into Wyoming. And like I told you, I am an anti-geoengineering activist. For 12 years I've been. And I've watched you guys do this for many years, and it's getting worse, and them extremely low frequencies are good for nothing and nobody.
Airplanes fly at high altitudes and they spray chemicals into the atmosphere, including aluminum, barium, and strontium. And then those metals fall to the ground and they land in our bodies, on the soil, in our trees, in our food, and in our water. Many people confuse chemtrails with the normal jet contrails. The difference is that the normal jet contrails actually dissipate within minutes, while the heavy metals in the chemtrails cause those trails to persist for hours. And it's not a hypothetical thing. There are 32 states that already have legislation that's related to weather modification. The U.S. agencies that are documented to be involved in it include the U.S. Air Force, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Things are going on where they're mixing chemicals in the sky. They're using the atmosphere as a laboratory. That is a quote from NASA.
So as you see, they're poisoning our skies. They're poisoning our food. They're blasting us with frequencies. This is why we have to start calling in like Mike did there and make the videos go viral. We need your help in sharing this, guys. And as we come to the end of this, make sure you check out TruthfulTV.com. We have two websites, TruthMafia.com and TruthfulTV.com. On TruthfulTV.com, just for this month, we have a deal going on where we do our Gematria decodes. And we tell you whether you're a first player character or non-player character. Them decodes are usually $26. Well, for this month, you get the super power decode, the 12-strand DNA to see if you're a carrier of this. And they're usually $62, but you get it for $26 if it's your first decode from our website. Now, first player character, equals 64, matching pineal gland open, which is the awakened avatar, just like pineal gland sleep equals 63, which is non-player character. We live in some type of simulation. There's a source code attached to everything. And with 128, guys, if you spell that number out, it equals 846. So 128 is a grounding number. 846 is a charging number. During 9/11, the plane hits at 846. That charged the ritual. It started it. Then the tower collapsed at 10:28 a.m., which grounded the ritual. You know, and think about this. Matthew Perry dies October 28th, which is 128. Leave the World Behind came out on 12/8, December 8, 128. The Challenger blew up January 28th. And as you see there, a DNA gene blocker is 846. Well, the first person to get vaccinated in the United States was Sondra Lindsay. Her name equals 846. And they kneeled on George Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, which genetic modification is 846. So is Large Hadron Collider, which is CERN. These people are using this fallen angelic technology to harvest our energy and harvest our life force. That's why they want to get us to merge with technology. You know, the internet WWW was created at CERN by Tim Berners-Lee. But 128, they use it for evil because it's a sacred number. Neo code is 128, the carrier of the Neo code. These are very powerful first player character archetypes that can bend and manipulate reality to their will, just like the elites do. God's plan is 128, Tartaria, Neo code, telekinesis. And if you look into the Tartarian Empire, it was a Hyperborean civilization where they had certain abilities. And right now, the survivors that stayed on the surface during these global cataclysms that we go through, their DNA mutated. That's the 12-strand angelic DNA. All the elites went underground like they're doing now. We're going through some type of cyclical event right now. They call it the Phoenix Phenomenon, the Plasma Apocalypse, Pole Shift, whatever you want to call it. And these people are known to be able to manipulate the dream world. Now, you'll see we have many positive reviews on our website. Again, that's on truthfultv.com, not our truthmafia.com one. We also offer holistical counseling over there. You can find it all. The link is in the bio on Instagram and in the description below. Like I said, we live in the Truman Show, guys, and they got it all plugged into technology. If you want to start decoding, we got a calculator on Truth Mafia. Also, make sure you opt into our daily newsletter. That's on truthmafia.com too. And that link is in the bio and in the description. That way you get updates when I drop new videos, new content, when I'm on another channel, you know, doing a podcast, or when something we can't share on social media. And again, we're 100% viewer funded. This video was sponsored through the Energy Wellness Band. And this band has Shug Knight ground up. It helps to protect your body and your DNA from the negative effects from the 5G and EMF radiation that we are being bombarded with. Again, that link is in the description on Facebook, and I will add it to the bio on Instagram. I'll also add it to the story on Instagram so you guys can grab it there. Just go into the story and you'll be able to click on links for this product, or it'll be in my highlights on Instagram as well. So I love y'all. Make sure you smash that like button. Please help us, guys. Share this video. I put a lot of work into it. Truthful out. The mighty truth mafia's grip, speaking truths on harm, where the war's no slip. Ancient tech, fallen angels, designed deep and old, crafted to control the masses. Their stories bold but untold. Sport of run, hail like bowling balls, rolled seven states in turmoil. Tornadoes tore the truth we mold. It all began March 14th, Pride Day, Jews Gold 3.4. The Masonic magic, where the rituals told. Nibiru, world destroyer, the myths cold. 314 in whispers, it's foretold. Lead the charge. Truth Mafia day by day on truthmafia.com. The revelations lay. Try me truthful hands, you the keys. Come what may to unlock reality, truths to dismay.